The boys are back.
We're back in town. Happy New Year, everybody. How the fuck are you doing?
Bitch.
Yeah, this is the show you've been waiting for.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Deadlock Podcast. This is episode number 123.
Chicago accent.
123. 123, Tony.
Whoa, yes. We've been doing this for way too long. There should be like a meme out of it, right?
It's the last episode. 123.
The last episode until the next one.
The wrestling number. That's the end. We made it.
One, two, three. Oh, the pin? Is that what you go for?
Yes, of course, Tony, you dumb bastard.
Yo, that's awesome.
Yo.
Hey, yo, listen.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. We got a lot of fun stuff here to talk about, especially me yelling at Tony for the next hour or so, because I'm fired the fuck up tonight.
Yo,
today,
I'm more fired up. This is exciting.
I was saying tonight or today, but really, you could listen to the podcast at any time. It doesn't matter.
Or tomorrow. That's kind of crazy to think about.
You could, but you should be listening to it day one-ish. We will be talking about AEW Dynamite from last week, as well as much anticipated and requested AEW Rampage, because there was blood on it and we had to talk about
it. Dude, blood and John Blood. I bet your DMs and your Twitter feed are going,
oh my God,
crazy.
It's real weird. I'm not. It's interesting that like when someone bleeds in wrestling, they're like, I wonder what Johnny thought of that. That's pretty sweet.
He will give you his thoughts and more on that.
Yes. But before we get into that, let's get into some Deadlock updates, which is very important, especially this week.
This is real important.
We got a big old weekend coming up this week. But before we get into DPW talk, I want to let you all know that the Deddies, the third annual Deddies Awards, are upon us. We are beginning the nomination process. You can submit all your submissions, I guess you could say, to the Deddies Awards for awards such as like Match of the Year or Wrestler of the Year or Most Fucked Fucker of the Year. All of that on our Twitter, twitter.com/deadlockpw. Please go over there and submit your nominations for many various awards, and we will put up, curate all those, put them all together, get the most popular ones, and put them into a vote, and then you will all vote on the Deddies Awards, and then we'll do a special little show on it to decide all of the fun things to recap 2021.
We had to wait till the end. Like, usually we do it in December, but we had to wait because we want to see. There, somebody could be the most fucked fucker at the last day of the year. You know, they could do something.
Sure, a lot of. I mean, there was some fucked fucker stuff on these shows. So
yeah, for sure.
You never know. So this weekend, January 8th, Raleigh, North Carolina. DPW's first big event, DPW, you already know, is taking place at the Raleigh Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tickets are still on sale, dpwtix.com, and we are so very excited. We're going to be hanging out in the same place again, Tony. I get to see you. I've been seeing you too much lately. But,
oh, that's awesome. I'm excited, man. This show is going to be awesome.
Really fucking cool. We have so much fun stuff on tap for you. And you can find out the full card for DPW, you already know, this Thursday at 6 p.m. on the Deadlock Pro YouTube channel. That's Deadlock Pro, youtube.deadlockpro.com, excuse me, for the go-home show to DPW Fire. Or, sorry, go-home show to, you already know, it is DPW Fire, though. And there's some really fucking great matches. The semifinals of the DPW World's Championship Eliminator Tournament will be on this Thursday's episode of DPW Fire.
Yes.
As Andrew Everett takes on Calvin Tankman and Bojack takes on Kevin Koo, and it's going to be fucking crazy. I can't wait for you guys to see those two, winner of those two,
are going to go on to the finals of the DPW World Championship Eliminator Tournament to crown the first ever DPW World's Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
You already know, which is going to be crazy. Oh,
DPW,
we're going to crown the first champion. Isn't that crazy? The
Who
first
else we got
ever
on tap for that?
Champion? Dude.
What have we announced so far?
Oh, my gosh. Dude,
I don't
want to
spoil stuff
because Ho-Loon is going to be on the show versus Kid Bandit. Oh,
we got Blake Christian on the show. We got Gringo Loco on the show. Colby Carino, Alex Cologne.
Ryo Mizunami versus you. You can't forget about that, Johnny. Holy.
You already know. I know about that, motherfucker.
You already know would be.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yes. So make sure to tune in this Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, youtube.deadlockpro.com for the go home edition of DPW Fire to find out all the fun things that are going on in Raleigh, North Carolina on January 8th.
Yeah, and if you've seen anything from DVW Fire, you can expect just that and so much more.
Dude, that's been awesome. The feedback we've been getting on Fire is really fucking cool. So shouts out to everybody for tuning in. And man, the chat is so fucking fun on those premieres as well. It's cool being there, man.
It's so cool to see it all. And then like,
it's fucking awesome.
It's cool to see. My favorite part is like seeing some of the people that people don't actually know. And then being like, wow, that's my new favorite wrestler. I'm like,
I know.
They're my new favorite wrestler too. That's awesome.
I know. Dude, I watched the latest Fire episode, like, you know, when it premiered, and I was like, wow, this is even better than I remember it, like, live. Like, it was so fucking good. It's just everything came together so well, and we got one more DPW Fire episode for you this Thursday, 6 p.m. And speaking of DPW, you already know, we will have more information on when you'll be able to watch that, but if you are looking to watch DPW, you already know, you can do so by going to our Patreon, patreon.com/deadlockpw, and sign up to the DPW tier, which, if you sign up for that in the month of January, you'll be able to watch DPW You Already Know, which will be premiering live on our Patreon. So
that's
similar feeling,
awesome.
Similar feeling to how you watch DPW Fire, you'll be able to watch it along with people on our Patreon if you're in the DPW tier. And not only that, in the DPW tier, you get the exclusive behind the scenes video that I personally filmed the Fire tapings, and there will be another one coming up for this trip. I'll be filming more stuff, another exclusive behind-the-scenes
thing.
Let's
go, baby. Let's go.
We also put up the first edition of DPW Spark, went up last week, as Jakob Hammermeyer took on AEW's own Matt Lee. And that was actually really fun, too.
Matt Lee from TV, Jakob not from TV.
Not from TV. Not yet, though. You never know when
you
Jakob can show
up
there. Yes. And also, you get non-commentary versions of DPW Fire, so if you'd like to enjoy your wrestling without any commentary, you can check that out on there as well. Plus, if you're already a Patreon regular, then you will know all the other stuff that you get on our Patreon, including our weekly series, Watch This, that comes out every Friday, our monthly watch-along, SGH Live, that's in the $10 tier. You get the video podcast version of this very show. So the $25 tier, you get a whole lot of stuff. You are a Deadlock faithful. Not that everyone else isn't, but I mean that's you are getting absolutely everything that we can throw at you. You are super fucked in the DPW tier. So thanks to everybody that's already joined up on that, and make sure to get in on that in the month of January, and we will hopefully have some information for you soon as to when you can watch DPW You Already Know, and hopefully it won't be too long after January 8th. Speaking of Patreon, a new episode of Watch This went up on Friday. Watch This number 66. I forced Tony to watch another death match, which you know he all fucking loves.
Dude, that's the most iconic. Like, that might be the most iconic death match ever.
The one spot is, it is, of course, Nick Mondo, Sick Nick Mondo versus John Zandig, the Tournament of Death 2 semifinals, not even the finals, semifinals between the two, which had the infamous off-the-roof bump, and you probably know exactly what I'm talking about just by saying that. So
a log cabin light tube,
two out of three log cabin light tubes, which Tony was very confused about.
I don't know what that means. I still don't understand it. What does that mean? But I love it.
So check that out on our Patreon. And now let's give a big shout out to all the new folks that joined up with us over at patreon.com/deadlockpw. Tony, I'm going to give you the honors of
We got the $1 tier coming in. Charles Gray, Demon G, Don Keefe.
Don.
Maria Dima Takas.
Oh, this is awesome already.
Jabbar Singletary, Liam Ooh. One Version. Ooh. Oh, Liam Version One. Sorry.
Liam One Version. Hey, how's it going?
Alexander Minter, Devin Minter. Good, Don Ooh.
Pringle.
A 122. Mazzy. And then we have the $5 tier, TJ Webb, yes. Kyle Nottage, Bristol Payne, Cole Rideout, Mick. The cock.
Oh, come
on. Holy.
What?
Michael Oakes, Daniel Smith, Mark Quill.
Mark.
And the $10 tier, we have Yeller Feller, Frank
Yeller.
Segura.
Whoa.
Tax the Tax Man Lang.
Wow, that's
Losing
a fucked up
Nemo.
Name.
Boy Grizzy.
Oh, no.
Austin Cho.
Oh, yeah.
Alvin, the One-Eyed Snake, and the Two Watermelons Johnson Jr. What the? Okay. I think I was supposed to read it different. Alvin, the One-Eyed Snake, and the Two Watermelons Johnson Jr. Chris Peterson.
Peter.
Cervezas. Slamwiches and Mamacitas. That's right. The CMS, and that's for Trucity.
That's Are one you name. Taking liberties, or is that a whole name?
That's one name. Jordan okay, Hall, great. Kid Kingpin, Nicholas Road.
Nicholas.
I need to beat you, cock. I need it more than you can ever imagine. Stone Cold Steve Austin, with all due respect. That's one name. The Sheepdog, Austin Go. Max Moat, Salva 0910.
I need to beat you, cock.
Jabbar Singletary, I think, upgraded to $10, even though I read him in the $1. He changed it up in the game.
Hey, you fucker. Thanks for that. That's awesome.
Ian Ahrens, I think. Sig. Yeah. Blaine W. Austin Dancer.
Yeah.
Cesar G. Lopez. Is that George Lopez? Jordan Hicks.
George Lopez?
Jaskun Lee. Cameron Martin. Little Cameron. Z2, the Deadlockite.
Ooh, shouts out.
Then we have the $14 tier.
14. What are you doing
The innovator of the Yappa Pie Indian Strap Match.
Oh,
Ray
please
Riggs,
explain
14.
It to us. Yes. Very confused still.
Then we have the $25 TPW
Let's
tier.
Go.
Chuck
Let's
E.
go.
Cheese Game Machine.
Oh, fuck
TJ,
hell.
DJ Tatsu Jams. King yeah. Magna 87.
Yeah.
Carmel the Dog, I think.
Yeah.
Justin Smith. S. Taggart.
Fuck yeah.
Oscar Osborne. Liam Driscoll,
yeah.
Cyber Beast Jr.,
yeah.
Sailor Maddie, Sammy,
fuck
Sammy,
yeah.
Boy, Boyo, Kevin Martin, Show Me Your Kitties, Price Omega,
fuck
Zach
yes.
Hirschberg, Ballard
yeah.
716, Tyree Holmes, Games
bitch.
112, Tyreek Gadsden,
Let's
Alex
go.
DG. And the
yeah.
$25.82 tier Melee Hellbot.
That's awesome, Melee. What are you doing there, freak?
We have the $27 tier, not so lazy Jake.
What the hell?
And $25 annual tier,
Ooh.
Bad News Brendan.
DPW Towel Guy? Let's
DPW
go.
DPW Towel Guy. And who's the champion, Johnny? What do we got for the DPW champion? For the Deadlock champion.
And still Deadlock Patreon champion, Chase. When Little Guido best theme seg, nasty. I think we owe him a theme seg, man. I think it's just gotta.
Little
we gotta
Guido,
do that.
I didn't even yeah, know. Little, I can't even can name one, the WWE one. I don't even know.
There it is. Good seg.
Break the walls down.
Thank you, Chase, for being a continual champion. You're very successful
thank
in it.
You,
and thank
yes.
you all so fucking
appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, for real, for real.
Yes.
For real.
Thank you all so much for being a part of our Patreon. More fuck things are coming to the Patreon, and you already know. All right. Now it's time to talk about AEW Dynamite New Year's Smash. The first, well, I guess it's not the first show of the year for AEW because it took place on the 29th, but it is New Year's Smash Night 1, at least, because New Year's Smash
yes,
Night 2 was,
yes,
of course,
back in Daly's place.
Yeah, man, it's fucking cool to see them back in there, ain't it? Like,
yeah, it was
we
cool.
watched so much AEW there.
So much pandemic
cursed,
era wrestling.
Cursed
oh,
era.
Brother.
Yeah,
the
very
I don't
cursed
talk
era.
About that ever again. Please don't go back there. Please don't go to the
Fuck.
Pandemic again.
Please, no more pandemic. Please,
I don't
God.
Need that. Please.
We're still in a pandemic, but please don't do it again. I
mean, was it just me, or did it look like this was the most fans that have been in that arena? I mean, it was a
Like well, didn't they do a pay-per-view there? I remember they did a show, unless I'm making it up, like, and I remember, like, it was, like, Hangman and Brian Cage were, like, the first match, and it was, like, bright out. I remember that was packed. Was that that place? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I don't remember. It could be wrong.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. It probably was.
Was it Double or Nothing or something like that? I don't know if that was there, but either way.
Was that still when they had half fans, when they could only have half the fans or something? I don't remember.
That might have been the first show with full.
I don't know, but there was a lot of people here as well.
Anyone's listening, please correct us because I totally don't fucking remember. Or tell me I was right. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be.
But yes, that would be great to be told I was right for once. But before we get into a match here, we start the show off by welcoming back good old motherfucking JR.
Hell yeah.
JR comes out, big fucking pop. Tony Schiavone on commentary saying, hell yeah! Like, that was fucking
welcome
cool.
Welcome back.
JR says, it's Wednesday night, and you know what that means. And it was just so fucking cool to see him back, man. Like, he is a gigantic part of not only AEW, but he's a gigantic part of this fucking podcast.
And just wrestling in general, really.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, yeah, it's just like, how fucking cool is it that he's, like, is back? Because, you know, cancer's a motherfucker, man. I mean, it is unforgiving, and it could have been fucking worse.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
so it's
crazy,
it's,
man.
It's
he's back.
That, yeah, it's great that he was able to, like, fucking, you know, get through it and come back to work. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
we start the show off here with a big old fucking tag match. Hey, Tony loves these tag matches.
I can't get enough of it.
Big 10-man tag Tony is what they call it.
Bro, come on.
I mean, it's a holiday episode, brother.
I know. And I know they have like 100 fucking people on their roster. They got to get everybody on the show. And I get
I understand what you mean.
And not to take anything away from the talent, because fucking Jurassic Express and Lucha Bros and FTR and all them are
match.
Crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just, man, they do a lot of multi-man matches in here.
It's very easy to tune out on those. This match was fucking fun, so it's hard to be mad at it. But and then there's another one, like, you know what I mean? So it's tough. JR already popping me by saying Christian was hot in this match.
True.
Fast forwarding a bit to the end of the match here, because that's really where all the important shit happened, and anything that I was going to complain about is really at the end here. Penta and Phoenix do a lot of their crazy shit. They do that fucking cool thing where, like, Phoenix does like a wheelbarrow onto Penta and rolls through, and then Penta pops up and does a double DDT to FTR.
That's so sick.
That's so, like, I don't even know how you even think of that shit. Like, that's so fucking sweet. Speaking of sweet, Phoenix, I don't know what he calls this or if there is a name for it. Phoenix goes to the top and does that thing where he's standing on the second and leaps up to the top and then does a swanton. It's fucking, it's not, like, it doesn't seem crazy, but when you look at it, it's like, you don't have to do that, but it really looks fucking sweet when you do it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Phoenix hits that for two counts. Phoenix then goes for his muscle buster on Mark Quinn, but Isaiah Cassidy comes in and saves Mark Quinn and flips him into a DDT, spiking Phoenix right on the fucking, right on top of his head. Good to see Mark Quinn back, because I think he was injured. Or I have that wrong. Maybe Isaiah was injured, but I think Mark Quinn was out for a minute, so good to see him back. Phoenix fucking dies on that DDT. Dax gets tagged in and starts whooping Phoenix's ass. Hits him with a gourd buster for a two count. Dax and Phoenix start fighting to the top rope. Phoenix gives a big chop. Dax falls and hits the canvas. And Phoenix does James would know the better name for this. He like jumps up and spins around and hits a moonsault off the fucking
right.
Top.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it.
Kevin Owens. God damn it. Kevin Owens does it. He's always Steen to me, bro. Come on. I grew up.
I don't know what the name of that is, but yes, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's going to piss me off. Someone will tell me. Please, this is a correct Johnny episode, please. but Phoenix hits a moonsault off the top on FTR and then tags in Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus, good on him, man. They figured out that this dude is a big old fucking exciting hot tag, and that's not that he can't be more, but I mean, when you're in this spot, why not just be what you're
works
best at
for him? Yeah, it's perfect.
Why not just do what you're most overdoing, which is getting a hot tag and killing everybody, and that's what he's
exactly. Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah,
he takes everyone out. He fucking does a flapjack to Isaiah Cassidy. Isaiah screams Chuck Taylor style, which is always funny. Josh, you hear him there? You hear him? Luchasaurus then goes for a double choke slam on FTR, but they both knee him in the gut. Get whipped into the corner. I think Cash rushes in and Luchasaurus boots him, and then he hits a tail whip. No, sorry, Dax ran in and got elbowed, then tail whipped Cash, and then Dax takes a choke slam, and the Luchasaurus is going for something else, but Penta tags himself in. And Luchasaurus isn't happy about it, of course, leading...
Penta says, no, wait, I got this.
Yeah, he says, no, look how fucking over I am. Sato, Miato, no, it's okay, of course. Penta can get away with anything as long as the
As long as he does
screams.
Zero Miato, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? I'm not against that. That's not wrong.
Sure.
And that's, of course, leading to their tag title match, which I think they announced later, or it's obviously coming up. No, they do announce it. Then everyone gets in the fucking ring. Big ol' schmoz here. Mm-hmm. Luchasaurus is on the floor. Blade is fucking around. He gets headbutted by Luchasaurus. And then Matt Hardy shoves Luchasaurus into the ring post while he's distracted. At the same time, they have a convenient camera angle here, which... It's unfortunate. I mean, it looked cool for this, but then the next one isn't so.
It
kind of
worked.
Because Phoenix, you can see him in the ring. He's doing like a fucking springboard tornado to the floor, and you don't get to see who's landing on, but it looked cool from a distance. But then the next shot you see is the end of Jungle Boy's dive. So I don't know. It's just
out of nowhere.
It's unfortunate. I don't know if. I imagine they usually like. They're usually pretty okay with that stuff. It's just unfortunate.
I don't know if you can call three. I don't know how you can film three spots at once, like three different into the post, three dives.
Well, it should have been Phoenix hits his dive, and then you cut immediately to what Jungle Boy's doing. Because there was a little gap to do it, but yeah, I guess, you
unless
know, if
calling
it wasn't
on the
spaced,
fly and it's impossible to
I mean, I guess that's, yeah, I mean, if they're doing it on the fly, then what the fuck are you going to
sure
do?
I'm sure Phoenix,
yeah,
is doing everything on the fly. You think he runs that by TK or whatever?
Phoenix is
a...
It's either Phoenix or Nick Jackson have to be most fucked fucker of the year, I think, in the Daddies, because these guys are absolutely
Nick Jackson,
out of goddamn.
But
it's close,
Phoenix,
man. I don't
Phoenix
know. You might be in running.
Fucked.
You
what?
You've been, a, no. you've been quite the fucked fucker. You had a lot of crazy moments this year.
Nah.
What do you mean? the boy-girl party? That was unbelievable.
Dude, that's just life, man.
I know. You got a fucked up life. So, yeah, we catch the end of the Jungle Boy dive.
Yeah, everybody dives.
Back in the ring, Penta is going for the fear factor on Dax Harwood, but Christian tags himself in, and Penta shoves Christian because Penta is over, and Christian doesn't do Seto Miedo, so this doesn't mean he can tag in.
He should have done CC, and then it would have been okay.
Oh, throw up the C's? Oh, my God. Has he done that once?
I don't think, not in, maybe an Impact.
We threw it up at All Out.
I think he did it in Impact when he was over.
No,
there
I know. I'm
for
just saying,
minute,
like, in AEW,
but he hasn't.
He throw it up.
I don't think he did. No, but if you were throwing a CCs,
oh my God, big.
Oh,
pop.
It's all
yeah.
good, bro. We're good.
So Christian and Penta are arguing, and then FTR glom Christian from behind, bumping Penta out of the ring. Then Christian turns around and gets hit with a big old fucking big rig by FTR. FTR take the win over Christian here.
Damn you, Christian.
Damn you. And we come back, and the next matchup is Eddie Kingston and Proud and Powerful taking on 2.0 and little Danny Garcia. Again, just another Tony special here in the big tag match.
The multi-tag match. You got to get people on the show. It's good.
Everyone just kind of doing their shit here. Santana hits Garcia with Three Amigos, which is always going to get a fucking pop. It's kind of crazy that that's like you'll never... I feel like more shows than not lately, you hear an Eddie Guerrero chant. Like, Eddie Guerrero was so influential that someone's always doing his shit.
At least for
I mean?
This generation, too.
Sure.
For the people that are on TV right now.
Yeah,
definitely
yeah,
grew
cool
up watching
fuck.
Him.
You know, Vicky Guerrero streams on Twitch now.
play Among Us or what?
No, she was playing some fucking like horror game. She does like scrapbooking.
Five Nights at Freddy's or what? What's she doing?
Awesome.
Shout
she
out to play, Vicky.
What's she playing? What are you doing? It's
shout
1 a.m.
Shout out to Vicky, bro. Gotta pop menace. One open. I gotta get a cold
she,
one for Vicky.
I like. Is she playing Among Us? Yeah,
what
three
else
Among
would she be playing?
Yeah, that's Eddie's move. Three Among Us.
Fuck. Orange Among Us guy. Yes.
So, Shivani had a fun line here, by the way. He was talking about, I think they were talking about Undisputed Era, and Shivani says, you know, Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, who I don't like. Just had to throw that in.
Yeah.
Dinkelberg style.
He also said, fuck you, MJF. Probably.
Big time. Always. It's always fuck Dick the Cock. Proud and Powerful hit a double team flatliner fuckbuster combo for a two. I thought
sweet.
That was awesome. Eddie Kingston's lighting up Daniel Garcia with chops. I just love that shit, man. I think I'd like to see another singles. They've done a singles, right? Unless I made that up, because they've done seven multi-mans together now.
Yeah.
But, man, Kingston and Garcia, I could see wrestle each other all the time, man. Just
yeah, for sure.
That's always fun. I love that shit. Jeff Parker gets hit with an exploder out of the corner. Matt Lee gets the pin over Santana by pulling the trunks. Little Matt Lee, fucker.
Damn, fucking yeah. Matt Lee. Son of a bitch, how you pull the tights?
Steals the win. And then it's not over there. Daniel Garcia gets into the ring after the match with the ring bell. And 2.0 are holding Santana to set up for
the
bell
shot. Yeah, he
picks
it up. He's like ringing it, right?
Yes, yes. Now, I wasn't sure. Daniel Garcia kind of explained it on Twitter that he was just like lining it up and all. But I don't know. Do you think that they fucked up the cue here or what? Because I think
they did this. Yeah, last week or
it was
before
the yeah with the it wasn't Daniel Garcia, but he was in the match. It was the Acclaim thing. Remember?
So usually at these points they would like hold the weapon and then the music would hit and someone would run down to make
yes,
the save. But they
of
don't.
Course.
Maybe
and he was
like,
standing near the entranceway.
Maybe it's just an AEW thing where they're like,
you think
well,
they're trying? It's like meta. They're like, oh, people think it's going to happen, but we're not going to do that.
Right. So then yeah. So
I could see that.
So as Johnny's saying here, Jericho.
Yes.
His music, Judas hits, and then he runs down. But he's too
after
late.
After Garcia already hit him with the bell, yeah.
Yes.
So maybe it's like a, you expect the unexpected, or don't expect it.
Well, it's kind of
don't expect
more
the expected or unexpected.
It's kind of realistic, because like if Jericho was literally watching the monitor, how would he get down there? Like, is
sure.
Maybe they're trying to keep that kind of thing. Because like
maybe.
he's not standing right in the entrance ramp waiting for his cue. He's actually like watching it, and he's got to run out there as fast as he can. But
well, Garcia hits Santana with the ring bell. Chris Jericho comes out and makes a save. Everyone's singing Judas, and Eddie Kingston is not too happy about that because Eddie Kingston tells him to turn the fucking music off. Kingston and Jericho have a stare down. Kingston's telling Jericho, "I don't need your fucking help, and Proud and Powerful are my friends. They're my friends." As he keeps, "They're my friends." And then Jericho throws his bat down. It looks like they're about to fight, but it does not come to blows just yet. Man, I again, it's weird. Like, I feel like I say this a lot, and I hate to repeat myself. We do a long, this podcast has gone for a while, so I'm down to. But man, these, it's like, I never thought that I would see, because it probably will happen that we would see Eddie Kingston versus Chris Jericho. Like, that's not a thing. Like, that was probably right on par with me never thinking we'd see, like, Gage and Jericho, you know what I mean? Because Eddie,
right,
Kingston's,
yeah,
a guy,
yeah, yeah.
That, Eddie Kingston's a guy I've been watching since I was, like, 14 or 15. All the same with, like, I was a fan of Gage before that, just because I got to see ZW sooner and Kingston joined later.
Yeah.
But I've been watching Eddie Kingston since I was, like, 15 years old. So, like, to, like, every new thing he does is so exciting to me because, like, that's my fucking guy, you know? Like, like, the match he had with Punk and then the main event match he had for the belt. And, like, now, like, you know, not that Jericho is, like, the best fucking wrestler in the world anymore, but, like, Chris Jericho's a fucking legend, man. And, like, Eddie Kingston probably is super stoked to fucking wrestle Chris Jericho. Like, I'm sure that, like, all his friends, like, probably think, oh,
yeah,
my
yeah,
God,
yeah.
Jericho, that's so cool. Like,
dude, the dude is about to hang up his boots if he's done with wrestling.
I know,
like,
man. It's like, it's like, there's not many wrestlers that I, like, I attach to emotionally. I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, yeah. Like, you know, you pop your fist, like, yeah, like, good for him, man. Like, I'm living through him. Like, I live through Eddie Kingston, man. Like, it's cool. Every accomplishment Eddie Kingston has, I feel like it's an accomplishment for, like,
he's your
I don't
people.
Know why,
he's
though.
Your people, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's so weird. Like, I don't feel that about many wrestlers, but that's, like, that's why Eddie Kingston is so special to me. And I think it's so special to wrestling in general.
It's probably because you've seen his struggle, you know? Like, you were there through
man.
All of it, and
yeah.
Now he's finally getting
the ups and downs,
ups
man.
And downs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
We've been talking about this Jericho Eddie thing. We're like, oh, maybe Eddie and Jericho can do a tag thing. And Eddie's like, no, I don't need your fucking help.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That's pretty awesome.
I like it. We go backstage, and MJF is backstage with his boys. And he's talking about unsafe working conditions because, you know, all this shit that he has been going through last week. MJF says, if I was working for a much more professional wrestling company, these things wouldn't happen to me. Well, I guess we'll have that discussion in 2024.
Yeah.
They're really leaning into that, like, hyping up MJF's contract, which is interesting.
They were playing on, he's playing on the dirt sheet rumors where, like, WWE's interested in him or whatever, but.
I mean, I feel like you'd be crazy not to. I mean, not that, like, I'm the biggest MJF fan, but, like, I mean, you know, it's, he's,
dude,
he
could
money.
Easily
like,
fit in the WWE style, like,
yeah.
Day one.
But that's why I think he's great in AEW, because he's different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He says, CM Punk, you claim you're a man of the people, but the people want to see us go at it. But you avoided me that whole match. He says, Punk, you're just a distraction for me to hold Pretty Platinum. And I think he's the only one I don't know if anyone else calls it that, but I remember him saying that before when he was, like, feuding with Moxley.
Oh, really?
Cool name for the belt, yeah. MJF says, War Dog, I'm going to need you to win more matches. So what I kind of missed it here. Did he say when you win the ladder match? Are they talking about, like, the casino ladder match? Is that what he was talking about?
I think so. Like, he's saying if Wardlow wins the belt, he's got to surrender it to MJF.
He's got to, like, give up. Yeah, he's, like, got to give. Yeah, okay, sure. He's got to grab some dubs. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, unless he was. Maybe I took grabbing as a ladder thing. Maybe I made that up. But he says, yeah, pretty much you got to start earning some more fucking wins here, brother. You got to start ranking up. And he says, and Wardlow's like, what the f-? He says, yeah, whenever you get a shot at that title, you got to give it up to me. Or did he say shot at the title, or did he say just actual title?
I think he says, like, don't they go into, like, contract, or is that why?
Yeah,
because
so Mark Sterling comes in and pretty much reads Wardlow's contract.
Yeah,
which Wardlow signed, and it says pretty much all Wardlow's shit belongs to MJF, and you're my bitch forever.
Yeah, so basically, if he wins the TNT title, it's mine. If it's the world title, it's mine as well. So any title that
that's fucked up
Wardlow wins, he's got to give to MJF.
I think Wardlow should whoop his fucking ass.
He doesn't have an AEW contract, though. He does it, so where's he going to go?
That's so weird. He should go to DPW.
War Dog,
come through, brother.
You wouldn't have a girlfriend anymore, man. It'd be over.
Shut the fuck up, Tony. Shut the fuck up.
Wardlow shows up there, man. You're single. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, whatever. I can't blame her.
I mean, you'll be single because you're going with Wardlow.
Ah, thank you. Hopefully.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. So Tony Schiavone is then interviewing the Lucha Brothers. But before they even really get to say anything, Christian and Jurassic Express, or maybe not Jurassic Express. Are they not a Jurassic Express anymore? They don't announce them as that. Did you notice that?
I never really paid attention. I think you were talking about it on Twitter, right?
Yeah. So when they came out, their nameplate, I'm pretty sure it just said Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, and they were introed as just Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. And I'm pretty sure in the match announcement later, let me double check here in my little bitty noteskis. Yeah, it just says Lucha Bros versus Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus on the graphic too. So are they not?
I don't know. They Santana Ortiz aren't Proud and Powerful anymore, right? They're just Santana
Ortiz. I'll be honest. I don't know if they ever were.
Proud and Powerful?
Yeah, like, I don't know
if they were, right when they came in, yeah.
But I feel like they, like, very quickly were not. But, like, I don't know if people called them Proud and Powerful just because of the theme song or what. But I don't know.
Maybe the only thing I can think about Jungle, maybe they're going to – I don't know if they're going to break them up with, like, the Christian stuff or whatever. Yeah. Or – if they're like some copyright issue, maybe like with Jurassic.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not sure though, but I don't know. But yeah, you're probably right. I don't think they're calling them Jungle Express anymore.
Jungle Express, Jurassic Express. Come on, James. Christian says, "Hey, you two dipshits went into business for yourself and cost us the match," which isn't wrong. The Pentagon got his shit in.
Zero miedo.
Christian said, "Let's stop playing around. You two against my guys next week for the titles." Penta says, "You're supposed to be a legend, but you're not even capable of being a good tag partner." Ooh. And Jungle Boy, if you're going to be the future, maybe you should consider letting go of the past. Ooh.
Damn.
And Phoenix says, "We accept." So we got some tag titles on the line next week. Very exciting.
I don't know if they had to even do the challenge, right? Aren't they number one contenders?
Yes, but I guess they were, like, you know, waiting to actually, like, plan it.
To, like, do actually think, challenge for the belts or whatever. Yeah.
You think they turn them? You think they switch the titles here?
I don't know.
It's because it is the first TBS show.
It just go again. It's they, like they you're damned be. If you do, you're damned if you don't. Kind
sure.
Because I'm like the Lucha Bros kind of have been in this place before.
Sure.
And then the Jungle Express have been in this place before. Do they both? Who needs it more? You know what I mean?
I guess it just depends. Yeah. Like I mean,
because I'm on the thought. If they're not Jurassic Express anymore, then they're going to break them up after this. Because if they don't win the titles, then what are they? If they can't win the tag titles.
If they don't win, I think that they've, like, Jungle Boy feuds with Christian. If they do win, I think it's because Christian does some bullshit that they don't know about until, like, after. Which would be interesting. Either way, I think it's interesting. But again, like, Lucha Bros are so fucking good.
They are good and could hold the titles for the rest ever.
Like, I don't know if I want Lucha Bros to drop the belts until they have like a little thing with Proud and Powerful, honestly. Like, I think that would be awesome. Like, I mean, you can do that without the belts, but I feel like that would be sweet. I also think Proud and Powerful should have the fucking belts as well, but that's a whole different conversation.
I also feel like Lucha Bros just got them or what? It just feels like
they want them at All Out, right?
Yeah, so it's like,
yeah,
I figure a big long reign for them would be cool, but again, sure, whatever they want to do, I don't know.
Yeah. We go back to the ring, and it's Wardlow taking on Colin Delaney. What
the hell
fuck
is this guy doing here?
That's
what
awesome. Holy shit, man. Shouts out Colin Olsen. pretty much the same as usual here. Wardlow fucking hits. They call it the Powerbomb Symphony, by the way, which is awesome.
Just a bunch of fucking powerbombs.
Bunch of fucking powerbombs. No knee anymore.
The no knee or the gorilla press knee that he did one time, and I think Punk was like, how about you don't do that ever again?
The casualty of war is a sweet fucking move, but I guess the powerbomb thing is so over now, but I imagine when he like has a regular match again, he'll do the fucking knee, you know?
Yeah, probably.
But yeah, pretty much just powerbombs Colin Delaney to hell. And Wardlow gets the win. And then after the match, Colin Delaney's getting helped to the back by Bryce Remsburg, the referee. And then Sean Spears hits him with a fucking chair to steal the spotlight once again. so I don't know. They're going to
pull ECW Colin Delaney, right? And he's going to come out all bandaged up and stuff every week?
I don't know. I could see it being a one-off, but that would be
I used to love
funny.
That ECW.
Me too. That's why he got over.
He came out and dressed like Mark Henry and got his shit rocked. Oh, my gosh.
You know, Colin Delaney has a figure. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, he does. I think
he has one figure. It comes with the belt.
I think I heard so. Like, he's got his own body morph for him or something.
You're right, Tony. He had a unique mold.
He was saying something about it, and he's like, I have a better figure than, like, any main eventer on WWE.
They legit had to make a unique mold just for Colin Delaney. It's
that's
so crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We go backstage, and the Elite and the Undisputed Era, that's what I'm calling them, are backstage. Cole says, we're going to go down as the greatest group in not only AEW, but all of professional wrestling. And Matt Jackson looks over and says, well, yeah, well, fucking Kyle hasn't even said hi to us. Which is pretty funny. Kyle says, you know, I'd like to, you know, I'd like a minute to talk to Adam. And Matt says, anything you can say to Adam, you can say it around us. And Cole says, no, it's cool, bros. And Bucks leave and Bobby leaves. And Kyle says, Kyle and Cole are just left and they're talking. And Kyle says, I know things are messed up between us, but this is AEW now. You, me, and Bobby, we are three dangerous individuals. We're the paragon of AEW. I was like, okay, I'm trying to find hints of like what they're going to call themselves.
Yeah.
You guys the paragon now? What are you guys doing here, Jen? He said, I know Bobby Fish has my back, but I guess I'll find out if you do too. And he leaves, and Cole says, Brandon, cut it. Cut it, you fucking idiot. Cut it.
Cut the fucking camera.
And here comes everybody's favorite fucking segment of the week, baby. Dan Lambert Town Hall.
Oh yeah, man. Let's go, Dan Lambert.
Dan Lambert is in the ring, and he says, my MMA business is a full-time job. I thought it'd be cool to come here as an old-school fan, but there's nothing cool about Cody and his entourage. Arn is one of my all-time favorites, but seeing him with Cody makes me sad because now he's a guy trying to make a couple dollars sucking up to the guy that sucks up to the guy. A lot of words.
Whoa.
He used to be a horseman, but now he's just a whore.
Okay. That's awesome. That's what we would say on the pod.
We probably have said that on the pod. And then what she says, which is a perfect segue to Brandy.
Oh, damn.
If that is her real name, and if it is, she's the first Brandy I know that isn't a stripper. Just really fucking laying in on just fucking bullshit here.
Yeah.
Ethan Page says, not currently a stripper, but she's now a wrestler. I was like, all right, it's fucking weird. I mean, there's way easier stuff
to make
fun of Brandy for. This is lame. Cody, you tattooed a Transformer logo on your neck that even Mike Tyson thinks is stupid. That was a good line.
That's a good line.
And then here comes Brandy to make everything better. Brandy comes out, said, who the hell told you it was open mic night, you bubble-headed, ugly-ass, less-talented version of Paul Heyman? All right, true. Lambert says, I prefer Jim Cornette. Okay.
Stupid man, Cornette.
But the sound of your the sound of your voice makes me wish that I was in that street fight getting my ball stapled to my leg again by Jericho. Brandy says, when was the last time you got beat up by a woman and didn't have to pay for it? Because I'll do you a solid and I'll whoop that ass tonight for free. I don't understand what's fucking going on here.
I don't know either. Are they setting up Brandy versus Lambert? What's happening?
The Cody-verse is so interesting to me. And I'll talk about that when we get to Rampage as well.
Yeah, the Cody-verse is...
I can't... Like, I hate to say this. Because I want to say that I hate it. And maybe I don't like it. But I will say, I am fascinated by all of this.
Cody...
So, like, I don't know where this goes or if this is in its own bubble, but I am fascinated by everything Cody Rhodes because it is always fucked.
Cody knows exactly what he's doing. He knows.
I guess so, man.
He knows.
Maybe that's the point. I'm getting worked.
His shirt he put out the other day. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. I was going to talk about that right face, but yeah, I did. He fucking was a heel face. Winner. Yeah.
with the
Transformer logo.
Oh,
fucking
dude,
hell.
He know, bring it, okay, he brought out the sledgehammer, then the golden shovel that one week.
Yeah.
And then he goes through a flaming table with Brandy coming out. It's like he knows what he's got. It's working for him.
I'm worked, brother. I'm very worked. Because, I mean, but like this... Out of all, like, I like the code, but this, I think, is, like, lame. Like, this promo was fucking lame. Like, I'm fascinated by the Cody stuff and what Cody's doing and, like, how people react to him. And, like, but, like, this is, like, what a waste of goddamn time. Like, fucking hell. Lambert says, I'm a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And Brandy says, yeah, well, I'm a black bitch. And then Dustin Rhodes comes out and fights everybody and then gets beat up. What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know.
What is happening, man? I'm so confused.
I don't know. Why? Yeah.
What? You know, she thought that was a fucking sweet line, too. That's fucking fascinating.
Why is Dustin always got to get his ass kicked, too, for all this
poor
nightmare?
Dustin, man.
All the Nightmare Family bullshit. He just comes out and gets his ass kicked.
He's always got to take the brunt of it. Yeah. But yeah, Ego gloms Dustin from behind and then leave, and then Ego Ego smacks his ass on the ramp on the way out, just having a ball, Rikishi style Rush Sloppy. Shouts right, out to
yeah.
Ego.
Okay.
Then they show a Hangman and Bryan Danielson hype video hyping up their match for the TBS debut. I gotta remember that because I know I'm gonna tune into TNT and be like, where the fuck is Dynamite? But it's on
Make
TBS.
Make sure you fix your DVR,
week.
Brother.
I don't DVR shit, brother. I DVR Judge Judy for my mom. That's it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Shouts out to Pluto, by the way. Court channel on Pluto. It's my mom, that's all she's got to watch. Is that?
Whoa, that's awesome.
There's an Impact channel on Pluto, too. Did you know
there's
that?
There's a pro wrestling channel on there, too.
I think that's like IWTV shit, too.
Yeah, I
there's
was
a Garfield channel now.
Whoa. That's awesome. I was watching the wrestling one, and Glow came on. That was pretty sweet.
How do we get on there? Put us on the wrestling channel.
I don't know. We should have our own channel. Can we do that?
Whoa.
That'd be sweet.
Deadlock channel on Pluto?
Just like our podcast.
Just play the pod?
Running. Yeah, 24/7 of like old AEW reviews.
We probably should just do that. We probably should just do that on Twitch. Just like just put the long form. I mean, I guess that we give that to Patreon, but like, you know, the retro reviews, we could probably do that with.
Yeah, you have a.
Write that down.
Episode
that down.
Number 12 of AEW. People really want to tune into Twitch to watch that.
I mean, I think it'd be interesting to hear how we thought about things, like, because it's been 2 years running now, right?
Bro, we'll just have to wait until one day we do like a retro review on AEW. That'll be kind of crazy.
What do you mean? Like
a Dynamite? A retro review is us reviewing an old Dynamite.
Oh my God. Like, there's no way I'm making it that long.
Hey, we can go back and review the first
Dynamite. You got a lot
of
faith in me, brother. I appreciate that.
We could look at the first Dynamite.
Okay, so I got to ask you, how do you see Mr. Danielson and the Hangman going here? Because I know how James thinks, and I know I have my opinions. I'm still wavering.
They got the judges, right?
This is the judges' match, yes.
The judges have to go in favor of Hangman, obviously.
So,
it's
okay,
gonna,
that's a question.
It's going to be a judges' decision.
So you think it's going 60?
I don't know.
I wasn't sure. But I wasn't, because I could see it going 60, but it could also just be a red herring.
I do not like. They've done it before. I think Impact did it. They had a
whole title for that.
I don't want to do judges and then nothing happens with the judges. You know what I mean? Like, did they bring out like Vader and like somebody and someone
else?
Well,
the one I remember was Slick Johnson or the fat oily guy and like a Power Ranger and Bob Backlund. You remember that one?
I don't know. I just remember like Hebner, one of the Hebners, something.
Maybe,
Hebner,
yeah.
Maybe,
I think they when TNA had that title, they had like a few different people, like fucking Al Snow probably. I mean, that's something I talked about with James too. Like, it was I kind of am with you that I feel like if you're gonna go through the whole thing to say there's a judges thing, you might as well give us the outcome. But at the same time, like, do I want a title change? Like, if you would they change the title? You know what I mean? Like, if that
no,
point,
if they
like,
do judges, well, I guess, yeah. If you want to change the title that way, Hangman never really lost. You know what I mean? It's just judge's decision. He could.
Well, I saw somebody had a good idea that like Kenny would be one of the judges. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of
Or if it's like stacked against Hangman,
right? Like it's something like fucked. Yeah, like I'm interested to see. I mean, I like the first match a lot. I would not mind it going an hour. I feel like I'm less interested in matches when I expect that they're going an hour. By default,
you think it won't go an hour? Then you think it'll just be the judges will be there.
If gun to my head, you're asking me, I think it's a red herring, and I think
what
it
if,
doesn't go.
Or do the are the judges only there for a time limit draw? Or are they there for like a DQ as
time,
well?
No, I'm pretty sure it's only time limit draw.
If there was like a double count out or something, would they judge its decision?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's because they haven't really established the judges' rules, right?
No,
they're just going to be there. I don't know. They should have Mike Tyson or something be there. That'd be kind of cool.
It should be the crackhead.
The South Bronx Street Gang.
Hell
and
the crackhead. Yeah, fucking awesome.
That's sick. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I was to say, if you do judge decision, definitely Brian gets screwed. But then I also think Hangman losing with judge decision would be all right as well. I mean, at this point, I don't know.
If you
Either
had to
way,
pick, who's going over?
I think Brian has more momentum at this point. It sucks That's to fair. Say that, but
it's fair. I fucking hate it. But
I do hate it. I do hate it. But
the investment on the Hangman, Tony.
I don't know. Maybe they have long term stuff. But like Brian can do anything at this point. Brian.
That's what I think too. But I mean, Brian with the belt would also be fucking cool. So I'm happy either way. I mean, later on. I'd honestly, I think I'd be sad if Hangman lost, but I understand.
I would. I mean, later on when Punk does his stuff and he talks,
yes.
I was thinking, because didn't they, wasn't always a rumor like Punk and Bryan or something?
I think the rumor is like they're going to tag, but like, I mean, if they go Punk and Bryan for the belt, that'd be fucking sweet.
Yeah, if they move the belt to Bryan and then they do like him and Punk for like a big show.
Oh my god.
Holy
that'd be awesome.
Shit, yeah.
If that's the Revolution main, oh my god.
Oh yeah, dude, that'd be
what
crazy.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nuts.
I don't know, but
we'll see.
But we'll see.
Up next, we have Jade taking on Thunder Rosa in the TBS Women's Title Eliminator Tournament match. And I fucking told you, motherfucker, Jade got the win. I knew it.
You told me? Was I the one?
I told the collective
of
the podcast.
You told the audience?
I told you and James and the collective that Jade was beating Thunder Rosa. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jade wins the fucking belt, too. But I could see them giving it to fucking Ruby to have, like, a, you know, a strong undefeated challenger.
Dude,
to
ever since
beat.
I heard the first interview from Ruby, I was like, she's winning a belt soon. Because
sure.
Her interview back, like, it was a scrim, and she was talking, and she said, one of my goals is to win a championship. I've never won a championship in wrestling, not even
really?
Ever.
Is that
yeah.
right?
She said that in a scrim. She's never won a championship, so
oh wow.
I'm assuming that's like a thing they're gonna get. Well, I don't know. Jade's fucking on fire right now, so probably
sure.
give it to her. But I don't know.
Interesting, yeah. Thunder Rosa is wearing X-23 Wolverine gear here, which is cool.
True.
Start the match off here. Thunder Rosa goes for a dive, but Smart Mark Sterling. Shouts out to the Major Figure Podcast. Stops her, and then Thunder Rosa does a dive on a Mark, which is cool. Jade goes for Jaded on the floor, but Thunder Rosa kind of climbs onto the apron to get out of it and then jumps off the apron onto Jade, but gets caught with a backbreaker. We go back into the ring, and Rosa jumps off the second but kind of trips, but it looked fucking okay because Jade fucking annihilates her with this bicycle kick. I actually like that. Like, I think this might be my favorite Jade match. I mean, I like the squashes, but in terms of mm-hmm. like actual matches, I think this was a really good showing from her, which I think she needed. Rose is attacking Jade's leg during the match as well. Dude, Jade is so fucking strong. She's doing like the standing back. I don't know how to describe it. It's like Argentine backbreaker, maybe mm-hmm. like submission to Rosa. But she's also selling her leg at the same time, like holding this whole fucking human being on her arm while trying to like hobble.
Yeah,
on her
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Looks
yeah.
so crazy. Jade hits a pop up Samoan drop. Look fucking cool. Thunder Rosa puts Jade in a figure four, but Jade was able to get out of that. The referee is yelling at Mark Sterling for giving Jade a drink of water. I was like, what is going on here? That's weird. Rosa goes for the figure four again, I believe, but Jade kicks her off into the bottom turnbuckle, and Rosa's kind of selling there. And somebody comes out of nowhere, masked up, and what was it? Was it a bottle? Smashed a fucking bottle over Thunder
yeah,
Rosa's
yeah,
head?
Yeah.
Just shatters over her shit. Jade fucking hits the Jaded and gets the win and advances to the fucking finals. I was like, oh, shit. And then after the match, Thunder Rosa attacks Jade. She's pissed. But the person that attacked her gets back in the ring. They all stomping out Rosa and unmasks. Mercedes fucking Martinez is here.
Whoa, that's
I couldn't
awesome.
Believe it. It's someone else that, like, I know she had a WWE run. Like, no, I don't, I mean, I guess you'd call it a run. She was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Mercedes is someone I've been watching. I want to say I first saw Mercedes in like 03 or 04 in CZW, mm-hmm. very early CZW. But then when I got into Pro Wrestling Unplugged, PWU, she was a mainstay there and had some fun matches with like Detox and
sweet.
A bunch of people like that. So like I've seen Mercedes around forever, and like obviously she, you know, Shimmer and all that. So like, again, it's just another person that's like, man, like, fuck, all these people that, like, I've seen on the indies since I was, like, young, like, fucking on
yeah,
TV
yeah.
again. And, again, she was on, like, WWE, but I don't really watch WWE. She was never on a fucking pay-per-view, and I only watched pay-per-view.
Was she not around in AEW before? Did she have, like, a one-off match, maybe?
You know,
I feel like she might have.
I thought she did, and then, like, I think, like, she got signed to WWE, like, right after.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right to you? Let me see here. Oh, she made an appearance on All Out, actually. She was the Joker in a fucking Battle Royal.
Okay, because I remember her being around. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So my brain is horrible, man. Why did I not remember? I guess because nothing came of it. But she eliminated Britt Baker in the
wow.
fucking Battle Royal. Yeah.
That's
then
awesome.
And she was on November 5th Dark in 2019. But then she got signed to WWE.
Wow. And then she recently was like on Impact, I think, right? Doing stuff on
Impact. Yes. I think she might have been on Impact the same, like the maybe the day after.
Oh, really?
She showed up in like AEW. Yeah, I think something like that happened. Yeah, which that's is pretty cool. Fucking cool. But yeah, she is signed. She is officially all
Elite. Yeah, she put the thing on her Twitter. I am officially all Elite. Cool. So that's cool. And she's in a big angle now. So.
Yeah,
that's
sweet. Yeah. And also, Ruby came out to make the save with a lead pipe to get everyone away. So that was cool. We have a recap of this was like, you know what? I will give them props here, man. This was like back to back to back building women's angles here, which I thought was really fucking cool.
They always, AEW always keeps the women's segments close together. I guess it's better for demographics.
Maybe,
I don't
understand. But there was a lot of them here when I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. Good.
Yeah, it is sweet.
They recap Layla Hirsch and Chris Statlander, kind of their history and their match on Rampage, where Layla Hirsch refused the handshake of Chris Statlander after the match. So we'll see where that goes. After that, we have a Riho and Britt Baker recap. Britt says, not only did Riho steal a win, but she pissed me off. Tony Schiavone says Britt will use her anger to her advantage. And Britt says, all of you know there's nothing more lethal than a pissed off DMD.
Oof.
So we'll see how that goes. CM Punk is in the ring here. And new haircut. Looking frickety fresh. I don't know. Punk. Yeah, whatever. Punk says, it is awesome, first of all, to see you, JR, back here in this building. You're the best to ever do it, and I'm glad you're back to work. Punk says, I've never been in... Oh, yeah, this is his first time in Daly's place, I think, right? Is that the whole thing here?
That's what the deal is, yeah.
He said, I've never been here, but this has been a home for AEW, and it gets me thinking about Brody Lee, which is always fucking cool. I don't know if you saw... I know you're not a big figure guy, but they... I think a week or two ago, they showed the Brody AEW figure.
Oh, nice.
And it's like a kind of like a Dark Order set, like... a bunch of them getting figures, but like the Brody one looks fucking awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Punk says MJF is a Twitter troll in the flesh. He talks a big game, but he doesn't say that to your face. He hides behind a keyboard or Dax or Cash. He says MJF says he's done with me, and honestly, I'm fine with that. I got the team with the legend Sting, got the team with Darby Allin, and we beat FTR and MJF, so I understand if MJF is afraid. MJF, you're a waste of time, and you're a bigger waste of con money than Tim Tebow. Now, can you? I don't understand this reference here, Tony. Can you explain this to me?
Yes. Tim Tebow is a football player.
Sure.
That's a reference.
Hmm. Interesting.
He plays football.
Punk says, in this ring, on this mic, even a commentary.
Oh,
no one can
call
touch
back,
me.
Callback, yeah. Callback. I remember.
Bob.
I remember.
Bye,
there.
Bob.
Y'all like music?
Y'all like John Cena? He said it'd be a real shame if someone interrupted with MJF's quest for gold.
Ooh,
so I don't know if I don't know if they're tapering off of this Punk MJF thing for a moment here, because it looks like they're kind of ramping up the Wardlow thing.
I think they're kind of going with the Punk's gonna kind of screw MJF out of the title, maybe.
Yeah,
they're not gonna have they're not like have a direct matches, but you know he's still gonna. He's basically
gone.
I was thinking maybe he's basically trying to, like, I'm going to get the gold before MJF does kind of thing.
Sure, sure. I could, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
I guess. I
and know. That seems like an angle that they want to do for a while. I mean, there's a little bit of time before Revolution. What's at the end of February? So we got, like, a month or month.
Yeah.
We go backstage, and Ricky Starks and Willie Hobbs, Powerhouse Hobbs, kind of promo. Stark says, I'm glad JR is back because it freed up Taz's time to make sure Hook is a beast of a competitor. And Dante, when you screw over Ricky Starks, you screw over Team Taz. You screwed up your entire chances of having a successful career in AEW, and now Willie Hobbs is going to beat the fucking dog shit out of you. So I imagine, I mean, I don't know if they announced that they're going to have a match, but I imagine Will Hobbs and Dante are going to have a thing.
Yeah,
or,
for sure.
And I feel like Darius Martin is just probably ready to come back, I think.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So I think it'll
They'll
be like a Team Taz
up, yeah.
versus... Top Flight, that was her name, right? Top Flight?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Then we have a recap of Cody and Sammy Guevara, where Cody got the win over Sammy on Rampage on Christmas Day, Christmas night. Hell yeah!
Yeah, man.
Cody,
Cody is his business. He lives his business. He lives and breathes his business.
You're a big Cody guy now?
Yeah, man. Always been.
Oh, my God.
I've always been.
Wow. Always. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I've always.
Dude, always.
You know
always.
How I had to review the Cody Show, man? You know, it's the most of the top,
when's
baby.
When's season two coming?
It's coming down the pipeline, you know.
Yeah.
They're filming it right now when he won the TNT title.
Yeah, I think
they're not waiting for
that
Brandi Rhodes line. Yeah, they got that in there, too.
They're going to send you an early screener?
I don't know, man.
I hope so. You deserve it. If anyone deserves it, it's you, and you should review it on your own, not this show.
Man, you see the you can't wait to watch the Dan Lambert stuff on there. Oh, this is gonna
be great. I can wait. I'm gonna wait. I'm not gonna. You're gonna tell me about it.
No, man, we're watching it. It's something gonna happen live.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Watch Billy Madison. Whatever.
Oh, bro. Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
By the way, SGH Live is probably going to be on Saturday the 22nd, by the way. Tentative.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Pencil that in, everybody. Sammy Guevara during the commercial comes out with his cue cards, and I ignored it because I don't care.
Every time, man. Every time he comes with the cue. Stay tuned. Watch the cue cards. All right, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no way. I ain't reading that shit. So up next, we have Hikaru Shida and Serena Deeb. They're showing a video package of them again. I'm into this feud still, man. I'm okay with them keeping this going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shida says, you hit the buckle because you ripped off the pad. That was all your fucking fault. Yeah, and you keep saying she cheated. I didn't lose. Stop whining. Just ask for a rematch. And my answer is bring it, and I'll beat you down again. That's the fucking shit that I want to see,
hell
man.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That makes Hikaru Shida look cool as fuck, man. That was dope.
Yeah, good these stuff. Two are fucking awesome. Like, they're, fuck. Yeah, run it
yeah,
all the time.
Man. I agree. We go to the ring, and Brian Pillman Jr., town hall with Tony Schiavone. Brian Pillman Jr. says, last week, my brother, walked right into the House of Black. Admittedly, I don't have a lot of memory from that night, but I will never get out of my head the sound of that bell ringing while Malakai tried to end Griff's career. Pillman says, it's my turn to come to the House of Black, but I'm not kicking down your door. I never knew my father, but if I learned one thing from his life, it's that you only get one of them, and I'm not giving you mine. I thought that was kind of a cool line.
Yeah.
I liked it. It's corny, but I was like, he delivered it okay, so it was okay.
Yeah.
He said, next week you will see a new Brian Pillman Jr. I hope he comes out in the Bengals gear.
Oh, no.
Did they win or something? Or I make that up? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, sports. And then the lights go out. The lights go out, and Malakai Black. This was unfortunate. Malakai Black is the coolest fucking guy ever. I will preface this
yeah.
by saying that. I love Malakai Black. What a cool, cool fucking
guy.
Is. Malakai Black is on the stage, points at the ring, then the lights go out again. I'm like, all right, that was cool. The lights come back up, and you can see Malakai walk into the back.
Fuck!
God damn it.
How could you not get the cue right? Come on.
Just don't look at the stage or something. Like, or shoot for... Oh, fuck,
Yeah.
The cue is run when the lights go off. Fuck.
No, Black disappeared. He's gone.
You see his little legs. Fuck. Oh, well. We have a Max Caster and Anthony Bowens promo hyping up the match on Rampage. Max says, isn't it funny to be in the main event? Isn't it funny that to be in the main event, you have to wrestle the main event tag team, but Sting and Darby aren't even ranked? Bowens says, I'm going to beat your My Chemical Romance ass. and then they go to Sting and Darby, and Sting says, I marvel over how many people can talk about main event matches so casually. When I started, every match I was in, I treated it like it was a main event.
True.
And Darby says, many men have tried to stop us, but all they've done is try. I can be the first match or last match. I have no ego. It doesn't matter to me. Bowens, Rampage, I'm ready. It was real awkward at the end, actually. then we get a hype video for Ty and Anna. Ty Jai versus Penelope and Bunny.
TJ or Ty Jai?
Ty Jai is what I'm going with. hyping up their match for Rampage. Again, a lot of women's hype videos on this show. Very cool. If I will nitpick a little, there's no reason to not have two women's matches on the show. Just there's no reason at all.
But they do. It's cool, like you were saying, about to have like multiple different women's storylines going on.
It's awesome.
Which is really sweet.
This was a very, hyping up women's stories show, which was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy with that. Then we go to our main event of the evening here. It's the Best Friends. Chuck Taylor, Orange Cassidy, and Trent. Beretta? Is he Beretta now? Or
he's
is he
Beretta.
Trent?
He's Beretta. He must have got the... WWE's like, we don't want Beretta anymore. Why do we have Beretta?
Or is he just Beretta or is he Trent Beretta?
He's Trent Beretta.
They Trent call
him
Beretta.
Trent Beretta. I know Jim Ross would call him Trent Beretta the first time he ever saw him in his
yeah,
entire
he's
life.
Always, he's actually always been Trent Beretta to JR.
He was Trent question mark, right?
He's still a Trent question. He's Trent question mark and then Beretta.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Best Friends taking on Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Robert Fish, Jimmy Chicken to some.
Undisputed. Clap, clap, clap.
Red Dragon come out here with Red Dragon on their Tron to the fucking I'll Give You a Reason music, which I thought was awesome. That just was sweet. I can't believe they're calling him Red Dragon. I was like,
yeah, they are.
Cool.
They are.
Adam Cole comes out. There's Undisputed Chance for them. I feel like they need to come up with a name unless they just want to be called Undisputed, which I guess they could get away with, right? You can just
they
be called
just
Undisputed,
They could just be Undisputed.
Right?
They probably sure. could, yeah. I don't know.
So we start off the match here. Trent and Kyle O'Reilly are just whooping each other's ass, which is kind of cool. Trent's been... I like heavyweight Trent. I always liked when he did that shit in New Japan where he would, like, you know, have singles matches. Even his G1 stuff, he would just kind of kick ass. It was cool.
Yeah.
Both of them hit big boots on each other and then tag out. Kyle tags out to Bobby instead of Cole, and Orange tags in as well. Orange is charging up, so they do a spot. It was pretty funny. I think it was Cole in the corner. And they do, I know you love the comedy spots here, Tony.
Hell yeah, this horseshit comedy.
Trent and Chuck are running in, hitting, running moves on Cole while Orange very slowly walks and charges up the clothesline. And then when he gets to the corner, he doesn't close on him. He just throws him out of the corner into Chuck and Trent. Shivani says, TNT is letting us stay with this match as long as we gotta. So I knew it wasn't going over a run. Cause yeah, right. It never happens. It just never happens.
Yeah.
Maybe they went over a minute, but I don't know. Adam Cole just randomly super kicks Orange off the apron, which was cool. Trent hits Bobby with a half and half and almost fucking sends him out of the ring with just, he was so close to the ropes. And then hits a nice tornado DDT on Kyle for two. Do you know what Trent called his tornado DDT before, Tony? Have you
no.
ever heard that?
What did he call it?
In the backyard, he called it the swirly pop. So that's why I always refer to it too.
That's a good name. I like yeah. it.
Kyle boots Chuck off the apron, and Chuck almost fucking dies on the long boy ramp. He just—I don't think he knew it was there, so he kind of like just almost falls off of it. Then Orange does his fucking sprint. He does a big dive on Bobby Fish on the outside, and then hits Cole with a Stun Dog Millionaire. Red Dragon get back in the control, hit the DDT wheelbarrow combo on Orange for a two, which is always fucking cool. Cole super kicks Chuck on the ramp, and then he's setting up for the Panama Sunrise on Chuck, but he goes for it, and Chuck hits him with a backdrop on the ramp, which made a really cool sound. Chuck then flips off the ramp onto fucking Red Dragon, and Trent spears Cole on the ramp. This ramp is so loud. It's
yeah,
so
yeah.
loud. Fuck. And oh my god, oh I fucking love JR. JR says, oh, a lot of this happened outside of the ring. Might be a good idea to move it back inside and get a payday out of this deal.
Oh my god.
This is my fucking guy. Oh, fuck. I love it.
That's might almost as good as lead as all four men in the ring at the same time or whatever.
Might want to get a payday out of this deal. Get back in the ring there, Sean. What a fucking menace.
Thank you for coming back, Jim. You are the
oh
best.
Oh, my God. I missed him, bro. I missed him so much. Orange hits his diving DDT off the top to Cole. Looks fucking so cool for a two. Chuck hits a pile driver on Cole, then rolls him into a fucking pile driver from Trent, and then gets thrown into a beach break by Orange for a two count as Red Dragon breaks that up. Kyle keeps kicking Orange in the head, but then Orange stops him. But then Kyle fucking hits him with the Axe and Smash combo. Then big boot. So, oh, and then they do a thing. Cole is on the apron and Orange is like near the ropes. Kyle runs at him, fucking goes to big boot Orange and bumps Cole off the apron.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Orange rolls him up for a 2.9. Then Chuck and Trent hit the Soul Food half and half combo on Fish. And then they do the hug. Got to give the people what they want. Oh, yeah. Excalibur says, you got to give the people what they want. And JR says, God damn it, you have to. I'm glad he came around on that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Maybe he doesn't hate Chuck Taylor as much anymore.
Yeah, probably.
New Year's resolution. And then Brandon Cutler comes out. He's running around the fucking ring, spraying his bullshit around as he does. Then he gets bumped. Bryce is distracted by this. And then the Young Bucks fucking get into the ring, hit super kicks on Trent and Chuck. Red Dragon hit Chasing the Dragon on Chuck, which is the brainbuster kick to the head combo that they do. And then they get the win. So Red Dragon pick up the win for their team here. But all the while in the celebration, the Young Bucks are out there talking shit about Kyle O'Reilly to Adam Cole for kicking him off the apron. So there's already some dissension here, if there wasn't already some. But I think it's amping up here. I really don't know how this ends up. I mean, it seems obvious that there's going to be like a, you know, 3-on-3 split. I don't know if they're waiting for Kenny to come back.
I think so. I think Kenny coming back will get things all kinds of confusing.
Sure.
Which
is, God, dude, if they run that at Revolution, the Bucks and Kenny against Cole, Bobby, and Kyle.
Oh
my God, bro. What the fuck? That's
just do
crazy.
War games, fuck it. Just throw war
oh
games
my
in.
God. They do blood and guts with that.
Yeah.
Just get fourth. Come on, Roderick. No, I think he's still signed for a little bit.
Yeah.
But, wow. Fuck, man. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
So there you go. That was AEW Dynamite. Fun episode. And the last episode of the TNT era, Tony, which is...
That's historic. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about that until right now.
It is crazy that, like, I mean, I feel like... Even when I think about, like, when, you know, remember when, like, it's not as different of a change, but, like, when Raw went from USA to Spike, like, that felt like kind of like a shift to me. So I wonder if, like, you think they'll do any, like, entranceway changes, or will it look the same?
They should like, come up with a new set for the
I think
TBS
they should.
Area. Yeah.
I absolutely think they should.
Let's just say AEW very funny, you know, because TBS is very funny.
Because they did comedy
shit.
Horse shit.
Yeah, comedy horse shit. Yeah.
AEW very funny.
You know, it's not TBS is still that's still their thing, right?
I think so. I mean, if it's not, it was.
I haven't watched TBS in a while, but I'm
AEW very funny. I'm looking at the logo now. Oh my god!
I don't know. I think they changed it. It's not very funny anymore. But
yeah, that was honestly. I don't know if they've used that for like years, but maybe I don't know. But
that
they
was when they had TBS was just reruns of Family Guy. Or
they
something.
Should bring it back. Oh my god, that's so sick! Wow. Well, before we, before I fucking lose my mind at that, let's talk about Rampage.
This is
baby.
Rampage, baby. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. All right, it's time to talk about AEW Rampage.
This is Rampage,
this,
baby.
This fucked. I don't know if this last time we'll talk about it or not, but I had to talk about this one.
This is the final AEW Rampage ever until the next one.
Until the next final one.
Yeah. New Year's Smash. Two. Electric Boogaloo.
Yes, night two from Daly's Place again.
Wapacha.
It is on Friday. It is not on Saturday. I almost got confused by that because yeah. Last week's was Saturday.
Right.
I think that there's a graphic they show on this show showing Cody winning the belt, and it says last Friday.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. We start the show off here with Anthony Bowens taking on Darby Allin. Max Caster, of course, rapping to the ring.
Yo.
He says Darby is like... Darby is a little prick like a booster shot. And he also says Darby likes to hang out with Sting because he has a daddy kink. Do you relate to either of these things?
Daddy kinks, yes.
You have one or you are a part of some daddy kink. You're Tony the Daddy Kink. That should be your new name, not Pizza
Guy. Okay.
Tony Daddy Kink.
I'm somebody else's daddy kink, let me tell you that.
Deadlock, very funny.
That's the name. I'm just gonna name that episode Deadlock, very funny.
That's the pod.
It's just the name of it. This show's gonna go fucking. This show's done. We're canceled.
Dude, Anthony Bowens is really fucking good, man. I love the Acclaimed, but Anthony Bowens on singles matches is always
really fun to watch.
We get going here. These two are going back and forth for a while. Max Caster gets up on the apron to distract Darby, but Darby has his back to him, and Darby flips him off with his back still turned, which was cool. Darby goes for a dive and kind of doesn't get all... I don't know if he missed it or like he just got cut off, but eventually Bowens Irish whips Darby on the apron into the ring post, and Darby just goes fucking flying.
Yeah, Darby likes to die. He does that over
he
and
does,
over.
He does die very... He's very good at the dying, is Darby Allin.
That is true. You sound like a late like Jay Leno or something. He's this Darby Allin guy. He's very good at the dying. He is.
Deadlock, very funny.
This is Rampage, baby. The show you've been waiting for.
We get back in the ring, and Bowens goes for the Pain Thriller, but Darby gets out of it. They both hit a barrage of strikes on one another, and then Bowens hits a super kick on Darby for a double down here. Darby stands on Bowens. So they're, like, in the corner, and Darby takes, like, the cap off the top of the ring post and sticks Bowens' hand inside of it and stands on it, which is very nasty. Fucking weird. Then they're both fighting on the floor, and Bowens keeps saying, "Come on, Stinger!"
Stinger's
just standing there. Come on, Stinger. They both get in the ring, and Darby hits a fucking real fast Yoshi Tonic for a two count. Then Darby hits his fucked up dive on the Acclaimed on the floor, which is just crazy.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Every time I see that,
it's nuts.
Still, like, you can prepare
it's
me
horrifying.
For it, and it's still crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever get old for me. It's like the Big E dive to me.
Oh,
you know, like
dude, I can't believe he still does that shit.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Shout out Big E. I love me
so fucked up.
Shouldn't have took the title off you. Darby wins the match with the coffin drop. So Darby gets the win. But that's not it, because after the match, Andrade El Idolo comes out.
Whoa.
Which I don't know if I forgot something or what, but I don't remember there being any things with Andrade and Darby. But he comes out after the match and distracts Darby. And while Darby's distracted, Bowen's fucking glom sting in the head with the boombox kills him. And then the Acclaim jump Darby, and Caster hits Darby in the head with the chain that he had wrapped around his right hand. Ooh. Knocks him out. So I guess we're going to see something with Darby and Andrade soon. That sounds pretty sweet. That match will be fucking cool as hell. Yeah. Yeah, I bet.
That'd be awesome.
And up next, so this probably should have been the main, but I understand because title matches probably take precedent over anything else. But
yeah.
We have Anna Jay and Ty Conti, Anna Jai and Tay Jai Conti Ty. Taking on Penelope Ford and the Bunny. Now, I will say, I was critical of how long this fucking feud has been going on and how much I didn't really care for it because it was just kind of a bunch of shit happening.
Right.
Now, I'm glad that they had a story. It's cool, whatever. AEW has this weird, really weird thing where they even... Remember Miro and Kip Sabian against Best Friends?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
feuds that like, forever. I don't really... Yeah, it went on forever, and, like, it lost steam, and I didn't really care about it. But the blow-offs are always fucking great. Like, this one was really fucking good and worth all the trouble. This match was fucking sweet, and these fucking women went to fucking town, dude.
I mean, if you're gonna salvage a feud, you just have a really sweet finish match.
Hell
and then everybody just remembers the end. Shouts
out to the fucking Bunny going coast to coast. Holy
Hardway,
fuck.
Oh my god, dude.
She was gushing blood. This was fucking crazy.
This is where your Twitter blew up, right? Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, people at the show were tweeting, hey, you have to watch this.
Wow.
Which is, hey, you know what? I do want to say that really is heartwarming to me in a very weird, psychotic way, that when you see blood and stuff like that in wrestling that you think of me and you want to tell me about it, that actually warms my heart. So thank you very much.
Yeah, my wife still cannot understand. How does Johnny like that shit? I don't know. He grew up on that.
Is that what she said? He grew up on it. It's true, though.
Literally,
right.
His dad took him to a death match when he was like 10 years old. So that's
it's what I've grown up on. It's my
shoot. She really does say that all the time. She's like, Johnny likes. I said, yeah, I had to watch another tournament. I had to watch a tournament of death.
Oh, did you tell her about it?
I was like,
sorry.
Was like, oh, how did you like that shit? I'm like, I don't know. It's Johnny. He was born
fucking
into it.
Johnny. Yeah, pretty much. So we start the match off here. Ty fucking gets annihilated with a trash can by Penelope. They're all just whooping each other's ass. Anna Jay hit the Bunny with a brass knucks, which I don't know if that's what they said she got cut on, but that is after that is where she got fucked and bloody all over the place. Anna Jay and Ty Conti, I think they set up a table on the floor, and then Penelope fucking kind of gloms them, hits a pump kick on Ty, and puts her on the table. Holy fucking shit here, dude. Oh my god. Penelope goes for a moonsault off the top to a table set up on the floor, and just, it's such a fast, I gotta say, the moonsault looked cool. Such a quick rotation, but this table did not fucking budge, dude.
No,
she just
no forgiveness on that.
Ty. Oh, it sucks so bad. But like, I was like, whatever. It fucking looked cool to
it
me.
Looked
fuck
sweet.
It.
Yeah, it did look good.
Penelope fucking pulled like a bottle out from under the ring and smashed it over fucking Ty's
glass
head.
Glass went everywhere.
Oh
holy
my
shit.
God, it's everywhere. Bunny is fucking bleeding. Ty is fucking bleeding. Everyone's fucking bleeding. This is awesome. What the hell? Back in the ring, Bunny and Penelope, or not back in the ring, sorry, Bunny and Penelope, then pull out their own table that had a bunch of fucking gimmicks and shit on it. Ty gets in the ring, Bunny was bleeding so bad that I forgot that Ty was also bleeding that I remember, she was fucking bleeding, like, this is awesome. Bunny and Penelope, I'm making up own names here, set up a table in the corner and then put some chairs in front of it. Anna Jay suplexes Bunny onto the fucking chairs, then tries to put the Queen Slayer on the Bunny, but Bunny pushes herself and sends both of them through the fucking table, which was cool as fuck. And then she pours the tacks in. Anna Jay superplexes Bunny. Dude, this was like pinpoint accurate too, this fucking superplex, onto the tacks, all over their shit, fucking tacks in the ass. It gets fucking worse for Bunny later. So then fucking Ty Conti, holy shit, I didn't think they were going to do this. They're on the fucking apron, Ty and Penelope, and she's like, there's a table next to him on the floor. And I'm like, there's no way. I'm like, all right, they're going to do like, I don't know what they're going to do. They're not going to do what Ty is teasing. Fucking cradle pile driver.
The Rhino. Like, the Rhino, right?
Well, Rhino driver just regular.
But he used to do it through the tables all the time.
He did,
right?
Do it off the apron through the table. You're correct, yes. But this is fucking Gotch Jerry Lynn fucking style.
Ooh.
Ooh, dude, I was like, there's no fucking way. They fucking go off the apron through the table. I couldn't believe it. Oh, my God. I couldn't fucking believe how sick that was, bro. So fucking crazy. I was like, wow, these girls are fucking killing it. And then fucking Anna Jay wraps her fucking arm in barbed wire. I'm like, oh, shit. And then poor fucking Bunny, bro. Oh, my God. Bunny loads up the fucking brass knucks. And I don't know if this was on purpose, but it was like, it looked fucking sweet. So I'm glad it happened. She goes to attack fucking Anna with the knucks. And, like, slips on the thumbtacks and just ass fucking first on the tags.
Dude, I wanted to think that was planned because it looked like out of a cartoon where she slipped on, like, a banana peel. It was good, though. I bought it. It was awesome.
If it was or wasn't, it was fucking great. I'm happy that it happened.
It was perfect. Then the barbed wire, then Anna Jay comes in with the barbed
wire.
Yes,
and Anna fucking wraps the fucking barbed wire arm around her Queen Slayer, and Bunny fucking is bleeding to death, and she taps out. Fuck! This was awesome.
Bunny could have won if she would have got the brass knucks, but she slipped.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah, that was fucking
awesome. That was awesome. That was cool.
I mean, it wasn't long, and there wasn't like, but like everything that they did, like I remember every spot from that fucking match, man. That was so fucking good, man. I love that shit.
That was awesome. That was
shouts
sweet.
Out to them for
they killed it, man. They killed
it. That's not a thing you would see on TV. You know what I mean? Like it's. Good for them for taking it, you know. I'm sure all that was their fucking idea too.
Probably, yeah.
And now we move on to the main event for the TNT Championship. It is Cody Rhodes taking on All Ego Ethan Page. Cody has his heel babyface winner shirt on. fuck man, yeah. Just Cody is fascinating is the word, I think.
Dude, are you happy that this was the last pro wrestling match of 2021?
On TV, yes.
No, of all time, ever.
Well, they did say that on commentary, yeah. I think GCW was doing, like, a show, like, at, like, midnight.
No, Cody was the final wrestling match of 2020.
Cody, you know what? Whatever, Tony. Whatever you want to fucking give your boy Cody Rhodes, whatever the fuck.
Rhodes to the top, baby.
Whatever. This match was just Cody against the crowd is really what this was. The crowd was just – the Ethan Page was there, but the crowd was really – it was the Cody match here. Because the crowd is just – they're kind of booing both of them, but there's also pro-Cody chants, so it just kind of gets drowned out on any feeling about Ethan Page here. Excalibur mentions that Keith Mitchell retired from production after 40 years. I feel like I've been hearing Keith Mitchell's name for fucking ever, dude.
Isn't he like the guy? He's like the
I think
WCW
so. Yeah,
guy, right?
Yeah. He was WCW's guy. Yeah, yeah. Like
he really retired.
For fucking ever.
Whoa.
He retired 40 years. He did production for the pro wrestling. So
that's crazy.
Hey, shouts out Keith Mitchell. Thanks for making shit look cool. Hopefully
hell yeah.
If that's not what you were doing, then hey, thanks for whatever.
No,
the fuck
definitely
you were doing.
Made WCW fucking sweet. That's awesome.
At the beginning of that show, there's a bunch of back and forth between the two. Mostly just Cody kind of just doing shit. There's Let's Go Cody. Cody sucks chance. Cody goes for the crossroads off the apron, but Ethan reverses it and knocks Cody to the floor, then does a diving shoulder tackle off the apron. And Cody grabs a fan's hand to help himself up, which I thought was a cool little shot. I'll give him that. Cody hits a chop block on Ethan in the ring, then puts Ethan in the Indian fucking deathlock Triple H style.
Of course.
The crowd is just really just having fun chanting about Cody for the most part. Ethan hits a gourd buster on Cody that looked cool, just kind of threw him. But then Cody gets up before Ethan does, I guess because Ethan's selling his leg, and then gets shoulder tackled down again. The referee's distracted by Ethan's leg. Ethan's kind of complaining about his leg, and Scorpio Sky drags Cody out of the ring and starts whooping his ass. And then here comes old brother Dustin to make save. Big brother always got to fucking get involved for little shitty Cody's problems. Makes the save. Throws Scorpio in the crowd, and they brawl out. Cody gets back in the ring and hits Ethan with the crossroads for a 2.9, which is cool. I don't know how many people really kick out of the crossroads often. If it is often, it doesn't feel that way. So this was.
I feel like that's his kill move almost, isn't it?
I think the Tiger Driver is his kill move now.
True,
because he does like three fucking crossroads now to beat people. That's what he beat Sammy with, at least. Cody removes Ethan's knee brace, and the crowd boos that. And then he sets Ethan up on the top rope, and he goes to the apron. And he I don't know if he was going for like a spring off the apron Rana or something like that, but whatever it was, Ethan cut him off and hit a power slam off the top rope for a 2.9. That looked cool. And then Ethan and Cody are exchanging roundhouse kicks for fucking fun. I don't know what the fuck's going on here. Just doing shit. Ethan goes for the up by six, but Cody gets out of it. And it's, come on, it's always the up by six.
It is always, yeah.
Cody gets out of it and hits the Cody cutter for a close two count. Then Cody puts Ethan in the figure four, but Ethan rolls through out of it to reverse the pressure, and Cody gets to the ropes. Ethan hits an iconoclasm on Cody, who is seated on the top rope, and then goes for the ego's edge, but he sells his leg, and Cody reverses it into the crossroads and hits it, holds on, hits another one, then lifts Ethan up and hits the Tiger Driver 98 for the win, and Cody retains the TNT title. And I imagine that Scorpio Sky must be close to getting a shot at this title soon then, because I don't know. I can't imagine you just beat Ethan, and then that's the end of it.
It's open challenge title. You can have a match.
I don't know if they know that.
They don't know that.
They made a whole fucking problem about it. I don't know if they know that. But next week, this week, on the first episode of AEW Dynamite on TBS, we have the Lucha Bros taking on Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus for the AEW tag titles. We have Malakai Black taking on Brian Pillman Jr. We have Jade Cargill versus Ruby Soho to crown the first TBS champion. And we have Hangman Adam Page defending the AEW World Championship against the American Dragon, Brian fucking Danielson. And that match, all that sounds fucking fun. I'm looking forward to it. Interesting week of shows for the AEW, and we will talk more about AEW next week on the podcast.
Saturday night, they actually have a show at the, it's called Deadlock Pro Wrestling. Right.
Deadlock Pro, you already know.
Yeah.
January 8th in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah.
The only show in North Carolina.
Yes, the only show running on January 8th as well,
that is
from
true.
What I understand.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. Wow.
We gotta go. We'll see you Saturday, January 8th, Raleigh, North Carolina. Raleigh Convention Center.